News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. History has been made as Jammu and Kashmir, which has been part of the Union of India since 1947, ceases to be a state from today, bifurcated into two union territories. IS officers Girish Chandra Murmu and R.K. Mathur, who have been appointed the new lieutenant governors for the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh respectively, will be sworn in at separate functions to be held in Srinagar and Leh today. Both Murmu and Mathur will be sworn in by Chief Justice of J&K High Court, Geeta Mittal. According to the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019, the appointed day for the two UTs is October 31, and these came into existence at midnight, nearly 3 months after the announcement in Rajya Sabha. This is for the first time that a state has been converted into two union territories, even though there are numerous examples of a UT becoming a full state or a state bifurcating into two states. The total number of states in the country is now 28, while the total number of UTs is up to 7. The Narendra Modi government's decision and subsequent approval of Parliament to abrogate the special status given to Jammu and Kashmir under Article 370 of the Constitution and its bifurcation into two UTs was taken to redraw the map and future of a region at the center of a protracted militancy movement. The electoral promise of the BJP to end the special status of Jammu and Kashmir came less than 90 days after the Modi 2.0 government assumed power in May. The August 5 decision was taken 72 years after the then ruler of the princely state, Maharaja Hari Singh, executed the instrument of accession on October 26, 1947, making it part of the Union of India. The two UTs came into existence on the day of the birth anniversary of the country's first Home Minister, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is credited for merger of over 560 states into the Union of India. According to the Act, the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will have a legislature like Puducherry, while Ladakh will be a UT without legislature like Chandigarh, and both the UTs will be headed by two separate lieutenant governors. The centre will be in direct control of the police and the law and order in Jammu and Kashmir from today, while the land will be under the elected government there. The UT of Ladakh will be under the direct control of the central government, which will administer the high-altitude region through the LG. The National Conference on Wednesday made a fervent last-minute appeal to the centre to shelve the plan and maintain the statehood of the 200-year-old state dubbed as the Crown of India. And the central government has planned a series of events today to mark the first birth anniversary of Sardar Patel, the Iron Man of India, after sections of Article 370 of the Constitution were scrapped. The 144th birth anniversary of Patel is also promoted as National Unity Day through a Run for Unity event. Thousands will take to the streets all across India, including top political leaders and celebrities. The Prime Minister himself will be in Gujarat's Kevadia, where he will pay tributes to the Iron Man at the Statue of Unity. He will also take part in an Ekta Diwas parade. Every year, PM Modi celebrates this day with much fanfare, ever since he came to power at the centre in 2014. Earlier on Sunday, in his monthly radio programme Mann Ki Baat, he had urged people to come out in huge numbers to take part in the Run for Unity. Modi had said, "Since 2014, October 31 is being celebrated as National Unity Day. This day gives the message to protect the unity, integrity and security of our country at any cost. Like every year, Run for Unity is being organized on October 31. People from all sections of society will participate in it." Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also flag off the Run for Unity, which will be organized in all districts of the state. In Lucknow, the run will start from the Statue of Patel, located near GPO Hazrat Ganj, and culminate at K.D. Singh Babu Stadium. The Yogi Adityanath government has also issued directives to all the district magistrates and police chiefs to celebrate the day as National Integration Day. This will be the first birth anniversary of Patel after India abrogated sections of Article 370 of the Constitution that gave special powers to Kashmir. In rally after rally, BJP blamed Jawaharlal Nehru for this contentious article, stating that had Kashmir been left for Patel to handle, Article 370 would not have come into existence. Amit Shah will be in the national capital, where he is slated to take part in a run, and later will inaugurate a brand new Delhi police headquarters near Mandir Marg. Shah, apart from being the Home Minister, is also the BJP President. He has directed all his 303 Lok Sabha MPs to take part in the run for unity. Most MPs have also been encouraged by Shah to be at their constituencies as far as possible. The Congress has decided to hold nationwide protests from November 5 to 15 against the Narendra Modi government's policies, with special focus on economic crisis, unemployment, farm distress, and the adverse impact of a proposed free trade agreement. Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said in a statement that the protests against the BJP government's misrule would be carried out at all state capitals and district headquarters. The protests will culminate in a massive program in the national capital in the last week of November, he said. He said the Congress will highlight the issues of the adverse impact of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, current economic crisis, mounting unemployment, spiraling price rise, collapse of the banking system, heavy loss of jobs in public and private sectors, and the omnipresent farm distress. The Congress Party workers and its volunteers will raise the voice of the people and try to make this insensitive central government accountable for the countless miseries and sufferings that it is causing, Venugopal said. Congress President Sonia Gandhi has also convened a meeting of AICC General Secretaries, State in Charges, heads of frontal organizations and departments on Saturday for reviewing the preparations for this campaign. The Congress has already decided to depute 31 senior party leaders as observers to various states and union territories to monitor this countrywide agitation program. Senior Congress leaders will also hold press conferences in major towns and cities, highlighting these issues, including collapse of the banking system. Several pressers across the country have been lined up from November 1 to 8 to highlight the shortcomings of the government in handling the economy and other issues. Senior Congress leaders will address press conferences in nearly 35 cities. The Congress is seeking to drive home the point that under the BJP, unemployment has touched a 45-year high, the economy is on a downturn, the trouble faced by farmers, and against the proposed Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, party leaders said. The Congress says the 16-country trade pact is not good for India and that it is not the right time to sign such an agreement that will allow easy Chinese imports, as India's economy is already in a bad shape. The RCEP bloc comprises 10 ASEAN members: Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines, Laos, and Vietnam, and their 6 FTA partners: India, China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday cut interest rates for the third time this year in a move to ensure the US economy weathers a global trade war without slipping into a recession, but signaled its rate cut cycle might be at a pause. In lowering its policy rate by a quarter of a percentage point to a target range of between 1.50% and 1.75%, the US Central Bank dropped a previous reference in its policy statement that it will act as appropriate to sustain the economic expansion, language that was considered a sign for future rate cuts. Instead, the Fed said it will monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook as it assesses the appropriate path of its target interest rate, a less decisive phrase. The Fed's description of the US economy on Wednesday remained largely unchanged, with labor market said to be strong and economic activity rising at a moderate rate. As in its previous policy statement, the Fed said it took the action to reduce borrowing costs in light of the implications of global developments for the economic outlook as well as muted inflation pressures. The Fed said business investment and exports remained weak. The central bank and US economy are at an unusual juncture. Unemployment is near a 50-year low, inflation is moderate, and data earlier on Wednesday showed gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 1.9% in the third quarter, a slowdown from the first half of the year, but not as sharp a decline as many economists expected and some Fed officials feared. But parts of the economy, particularly manufacturing, have stuttered in recent months as the global economy slowed. Businesses have pared investment in response to the US-China trade war that both raised tariffs on many goods and also made the world a riskier place to make long-term commitments. While that has not had an obvious impact yet on US hiring or consumer spending, Fed officials felt a round of insurance rate cuts was appropriate to guard against a worse outcome. The Fed cut rates in July and again in September, and by doing so, hope to encourage businesses and consumers with more affordable borrowing costs. The approach was successful in the 1990s when risks developed during another prolonged period of economic growth. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.